Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, stapling up until the last minute. Wayne Allen Root, stapling the stories that matter. That should be the underlining subtitle of my show. Always stapling, 24 hours a day, to bring you the most important news in the world. Wayne Root, the stapler. So, look, I don't mean to say I told you so, but I like to open my show with a few told you so's. Donald Trump has renewed his pledge to purge the administrative state employees if it reelected. If he wins reelection in 2014, he will work to deconstruct the administrative state, the apparatus of unelected bureaucrats and federal agencies who write binding rules with or without against the law. You know, it doesn't matter. It does not matter what the law says. They write the law. They create the law. They think they're the law. They're not even elected. The administrative state uses its rulemaking ability to essentially usurp the separation of powers between the three branches of government by creating a so-called fourth branch of government not created by the Constitution. Nearly 2 million federal government employees and federal agencies make up the administrative state. Trump refers to it as the swamp and the deep state. And at a Michigan rally, he said, "We will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communist Marxists and fascists, and we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country." Well, isn't that my whole argument? He must be listening to me again. He knows I represent the people, man. And that was my whole argument in the column I wrote, "No More Mr. Nice Guy, President Trump." And he's obviously taking it to heart. Because it's not me, Wayne Root, it's that I have my pulse on what the typical American middle-class silent majority person is thinking, and also the typical MAGA Republican is thinking. And he knows that I'm the guy whose finger's on that pulse, and that's what we want him to do. What did I say, "No More Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Trump"? I said, you got to fire everyone you can, you got to indict everyone you can, and you got to deport everyone you can. And he sounds like things are shaping up. He's going to do what Wayne Root suggested he do. I'm also a guy who told you that they can't beat Donald Trump except for rigging elections, and I'm not even sure he might bring out enough people to even beat the rig. And they know that. They're scared to death. They're so clearly scared to death of Trump that I believe they're going to dump Biden, and it's either going to be Gavin Newsom as president, Michelle Obama as VP, or Michelle Obama as president, and Gavin Newsom as VP, and a very smart guy who knows how to read the tea leaves, and I respect him. I'm not the only guy who has a crystal ball. Roger Stone is a brilliant guy, and he laid out a frightening scenario this weekend with Michelle Obama as their presidential candidate, and I think he's right. He said, "As a veteran of many years in American politics, I'm going to tell you something somewhat shocking. Joe Biden, you know, how many times have I said this, will not be the nominee of the Democrat Party in 2024. Stone said, "Well, he expects Kamala Harris to serve a brief stint as president. Her tenure won't be long-lasting. The only way the Democrat Party can replace a woman of color is with another woman of color. And yes, you heard it here first. The Democrat nominee for president will be Michelle Obama." And he said the same thing as me. He says Gavin Newsom will be the vice president. And so, I think it's either Michelle is president, Gavin Newsom is VP, or Gavin Newsom is president, Michelle is VP, only because I think Michelle has no interest in doing the work of president. No interest at all. That's a hard job. The VP is a joke. The VP goes to funerals. Ask Mike Pence. Okay, the guy never did anything but go to state funerals. He did nothing. He stands by Trump's side. He looks important. He looks presidential. But he never did a damn thing. All the credit for everything went well in the Trump administration should go to Trump. And we know with the left, all the credit for all the things that went bad, or they think went bad, go to Trump. But Pence never did anything. And so as VP, Michelle Obama could kind of keep her fingers in the cookie jar. Her husband Obama would still be running the show, or certainly have a big say in the show. It would be an extension of Obama in the presidency on the presidential ticket. But Gavin Newsom would be the real president at the top of the ticket. It's going to be one of those two. One of those two. Another thing I predicted that was a brilliant prediction. Over the weekend, my TV show on Real America's Voice Network, I gave my top 10 ideas that Trump should use to win the presidency. And one of them is that he should bring back the gold standard. The American dollar is the reason we've all had such a, as the world reserve currency. Everyone in the world uses dollars and does transactions in dollars. That's what's made us rich as a nation. That's what's given us our high quality middle class life. That's what's kept our economy afloat even while we have tremendous national debt. But if we lose the world reserve currency, we've got nothing. And I'm the guy who said that we should back our currency with a gold standard. And sure enough, the BRICS, who are our newest competitor, Brazil, Russia, India, China, the BRICS, are trying to put together a currency to compete with and destroy the U.S. dollar, which would destroy our way of life. And what are they implementing? A gold-backed currency. The word is they're going to announce it in August. Listen, to me, that's so attractive that I'd like to put my life savings in the BRICS and get it out of America. Our dollar is not backed by anything but faith in this crappy government. And that this government won't completely collapse. And I think if we lose the world's reserve currency, our dollar will completely collapse. I'd rather keep my money in BRICS with China and Russia and India and Brazil. Why? I don't like those countries. I think they are our competitors and our enemies. Why would I want my money there? Well, if they're going to back their currency with gold, then I think their currency is much safer and more credible than ours is. So that's why I said that President Trump should campaign one of the things with the gold standard. And I was right again. That's how they're going to beat us. That's how they're going to destroy us. That's how they're going to starve us, take our money away. And all the money in the world will go to them, the BRICS, because they'll have more faith in them than us because they have a gold standard. Backing their currency with gold. That's the way to do it. One of the things I was happy about this weekend was Mike Pence was just destroyed once and for all. There's something about Mike Pence that really bothers me, man. He looks like a male Stepford wife who's owned by the deep state. He's like a programmed robot. Yes, I am running for president of the United States. My hair is perfect white. I never blink. I don't smile except when commanded by Frankenstein's doctor. I mean, the guy looks like he should have a bolt in his neck. Mike Pencenstein, something about this guy, he is so weird. He is just so Stepford wife looking. And I never thought, you know, he never had any chance as far as I was concerned. He didn't. And the polls show he didn't. But he was once and for all destroyed this weekend at the Turning Point Summit or was it the, I actually think it was in Iowa where Tucker Carlson sat on a stage and spoke to all the politicians and Pence is one of them and just destroyed him. His career is over. You will never hear from Mike Pence again. Tucker basically said, let me paraphrase, you are such a big fan of sending more money and more money and more money to Ukraine, and you think the most important thing in the world is that we got to send Abrams tanks to Ukraine. But every single city in America is in free fall. And the crime and the shoplifting and the murders and the rapes and the downhill quality of life and the homeless tents, every city's in trouble. Our country's in trouble. And you're worried about Ukraine. Tucker said a place most Americans can't even find on a map. Nobody cares about Ukraine. And you're worried about Abrams tanks? So it's a fair question to ask you, you know, with America in a lot of trouble, why are you worried about Ukraine? And he looks at Tucker and says, that's not my concern. That's not my concern. What question do you think you're answering?
Pence. I mean, seriously, I gotta actually take his side for a minute. He had to have misunderstood the question, because even if you believed it, nobody would lie unless the Stepford wife, you know, short-circuited in his brain. Maybe someone's giving him answers and it short-circuited, and they gave him the wrong answer. Because that was the strangest moment in the history of politics. Nobody ever says, well, the United States of America going downhill is not my concern. You're running for America's president, and it's not your concern that America's going downhill, and you want to give all our money to Ukraine? What kind of an answer is that? It was a terrible mistake. He couldn't have meant it. But I think deep down, subconsciously, he did mean it. And somehow it came out. Mike Pence is on drugs? I don't know. Somebody drugged him because the truth came out. They must have given him truth serum. Mike Pence is so square, believe me, he's never done a real drug. He's never done pot. He's never done coke. He's the straightest man that ever lived. But somebody must have injected him with truth serum before the event, where he was a very confused man. Maybe he took the COVID vaccine. He didn't know what he was saying or doing or listening to. I don't know. Very, very strange. It's not my concern. What's not your concern? America? A Republican vice president says America's not his concern. Ukraine is your concern. Wow. That's all you need to know. Goodbye, Mike Pence. Have a nice life. You're done. Another deep state moron who doesn't care about America. But to let it out like that, something weird happened that he actually told the truth. Something weird. And then Dan Bongino, I mentioned this on the show last week, a former Secret Service agent, says they know, all the Secret Service agents know who the cocaine in the White House belonged to. Come on. And now Bongino says Secret Service agents are absolutely furious over sham cocaine investigation. They know exactly who it was. And United States Senator Tom Cotton says the Secret Service didn't even talk to Hunter Biden about the cocaine. They didn't even interview Hunter Biden. Matter of fact, I've heard that they interviewed no one. So this was an inside job, a shut case from the first moment. They never wanted to know whose cocaine it was because they knew the answer would end the Biden presidency. It's Hunter's or Joe's. But it would have ended the presidency. They didn't want to know that. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you.
You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Buycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and un...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Roots on fire. Score Blue is our newest sponsor. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's the new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. You heard me. It's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $80 or $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, Score Blue. No one else has permission to sell it. Only ScoreBlue.com. I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same, but it turns out there are two kinds. The cheap, lower-level, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold pretty much everywhere online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except, of course, the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. Promo code WAR to get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. And just remember, it's as good as Viagra. It really is Viagra at $5 a pill. Made by the same company, same factory, same formula. It's Viagra, right? And it's only $5 a pill, and you get 20% off scoreblue.com, promo code WAR. You know, again, when liberals attack gun owners, they leave out these stories. The media hates these stories. Woman thwarts home invasion by opening fire on four suspects in Germantown. So I'm assuming that's Philadelphia, right? Germantown is in the Philadelphia suburbs, I believe. And a woman fought back to defend herself in her home. She became the target of four robbery suspects early Sunday morning in Germantown. And the woman took matters to her own hands and started shooting after she found the four men inside her apartment. There was a confrontation and the four men took off. And the officers arrived about 1:30 in the morning to find the woman outside standing over 48-year-old Jermaine Parker, who had gunshot wounds to his hand and his leg. You hear me laughing because I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. A short time later, police found 45-year-old Randy Miller a few blocks away with a gunshot wound to his back, both charged with burglary and related offenses. A weapon was also recovered. Police are still looking for the other two men involved. So a woman, and they don't say, right? I mean, she could be an old lady. She's probably an old woman. She shot at four robbery suspects in her apartment and got two of them at least. You know, there could even be a third that was shot. I think it's wonderful. I think it's great news. I think it's fantastic news. I think it's a ray of hope for all of us, because this is the only way to stop crime. It's what I keep saying about this shoplifting. Someone's got to beat the crap out of these shoplifters. You come in my store, you start grabbing all the jewelry, you start grabbing all the things you can grab, the clothing, whatever it is, and I smack you in the head 15 times and then get you in a headlock till you scream uncle and tap out, and then the police come and drag you away. If that happened in every store in America, there'd be no more shoplifting. But unfortunately, liberals want me to be arrested for attacking a shoplifter who's robbing my property in my store on my property. And this is why anyone who votes Democrat is a moron. Seriously, you're a moron. If you vote Democrat, you're a moron. They're destroying your children with transgender ideology and brainwashing. They're destroying the country with open borders. They're destroying every store with shoplifting and light sentences. They're destroying your streets with homeless and drug addicts and Soros-funded DAs who let everybody out. Liberals are destroying everything we love in this country. And you know what we're doing? We're destroying back a lot. Disney's being destroyed. Disney's expected to lose $800 million. Oh, this is their streaming service. This is Disney Plus streaming service is expected to lose $800 million, almost $1 billion just in this quarter, in a single quarter. They're hemorrhaging money. My book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, strikes again. Disney was my number one target. And now I've got the Great Patriot Boycott book endorsed by President Trump. Grab a copy, because this is the answer. This is how we starve these people. And right in the middle of you hearing that Disney's losing all this money, Evil Disney unveils a new program. So it's a TV series called Praise Petey, scheduled to premiere on July 21st on Freeform and Hulu. And it's the exact kind of filth we expect from Disney. Disney's new program is about a little girl who inherits a blood-drinking cult, complete with ritualistic murder and human sacrifice. That's really kid stuff, isn't it? It's perfect for your kids to watch. Put Disney out of business. Put them out of their misery, please. Put Bud Light out of their misery and their parent company, Anheuser-Busch. Bed Bath & Beyond, we already put out of its misery. Put Target out of its misery. Who's the new one? Put Ben & Jerry's out of their misery. And there's so many more. The Great Patriot Boycott book and the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book give you all the answers, who you could boycott, who you should put out of business.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now. USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is eyeing another interest rate hike in September.
A July rate hike has been taken for granted for some time, but the Fed's decision for a September raise isn't yet clear. The committee will have a chance to analyze new inflation data before a September decision is made. Raising interest rates is thought to be the best way to combat inflation, but it also makes it more expensive to finance a house or car. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Millions in the U.S. are dealing with extreme heat and smoke pollution from Canada. The National Weather Service says triple-digit temperatures could last through the middle of the week from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley as a high-pressure dome moves westward. Meanwhile, smoke from Canadian wildfires is once again hitting the U.S. Seniors in the East and Southeast United States are the most likely to have Alzheimer's disease. A report includes the first-ever estimates of the prevalence of the disease in the U.S. from studying thousands of individuals to assess demographic risk factors. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We'll be right back.
hour, it's Wayne Root back again. The Root is on fire. Coming up next hour, hour number 2, 7 o'clock East, 4 o'clock West Coast time, is my Lindell TV Hour. We're still here on USA Audio Network. We're still here in our flagship station, AM 670 in Las Vegas. But we are on TV as well, Lindell TV, frankspeech.com. Click on Lindell TV 2 and you are on. We're also on Brighteon TV, a re-air of the Lindell Show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. West Coast time is Brighteon.tv. You can catch my show if you miss it at 7 p.m. East Coast time. You can get it at 10 p.m. East Coast time on Brighteon.tv. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get to our guest who's got a great new book out about Obama. A great book about what a fraud Obama is. We'll get to that in a sec. Spike Warrior is the most exciting solution ever. I'm a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts are great solutions to stop woke, the wokeism of America. Is that a word, wokeism? I don't know. Stop the woke corporations. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, what's your solution for the COVID vaccine? I was forced to take it. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison inside me? I'm scared to death. What's your solution? Now I've got the answer. Patent pending, no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending, no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally, turning your body into a spike eating machine. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of Nocovidium and get a second bottle free. And what's so great about that offer is, you know, you got a wife, you got a husband, you got a significant other, you got a mother, right? Whatever it is. You get two bottles. So from now on, order them every month, get one free, and give it to someone you love. And both of you can be rid of the spike proteins. Buy one bottle of Nocovidium, get a second bottle free. Just by saying war. When you go to SpikeWarrior.com, use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, SpikeWarrior.com. And then I've always got to say, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Got to say those things. Legal reasons. Susan Daniels is our guest. She's the author of The Rubbish Hauler's Wife versus Barack Obama. She's a private investigator who uncovered Barack Obama's use of a stolen Connecticut Social Security number in 2009. And she has now written The Rubbish Hauler's Wife versus Barack Obama. Susan Daniels, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
By the way, I'm famous for saying that I'm Obama's college classmate at Columbia University, and he was never there. I never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. We both graduated on the same day in 1983, June 1983, from Columbia University. He was in the program next to me. Obama and R. Root were right next to each other. I think it was one person between us on the program, but never saw him, was never there. It's like the CIA planted him at Columbia to give him a degree and to give him a background and a resume, but the guy was not there. And I'm also famous for saying now I believe Biden is a stooge and a puppet, and he's not the real president. He's the front man, and the real president of the United States is Barack Obama, back for his third term. I just wanted to get your reaction to those two.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's interesting, is an article you wrote led me to Dr. Graf, who taught at Columbia for 46 years.
Yes, Henry Graf, Professor Henry Graf.
Exactly. I talked to him. He was 93 years old. He had taught at Columbia for 46 years. Said every political science student had two or three of my classes. Never saw him, never heard of him. Nobody in the department ever did. And he went as far as to tell me the dean told him that I never heard of the guy, but they told me to sign his diploma. So I did.
See, I'm telling you, the only answer I could think of is the CIA planted him at Columbia, and then he was there one day to take a picture, because he has a couple of pictures where there's schools in the background, the buildings are in the background, the Ivy's in the background. He has one article in the newspaper, one, and one professor who claims he was in his class. And it's just enough to paint a picture for people
people who are dumb, Susan, to think he really went there. I think it's all a CIA operation. This guy was part of the CIA. I also saw in his biography, his autobiography, he claims in the summer of 81, he went with a buddy to Pakistan. Well, in the summer of 81, the United States was an enemy with Pakistan, and we had no relations with Pakistan, and no American was allowed in Pakistan, and they would turn you away if you showed them an American passport. You wouldn't be allowed in the country. So that also makes you very suspicious of what Obama's deal was. I'm guessing now, for the first time I'm saying this on the air, I'm guessing he was CIA somehow, because his grandfather was CIA, and somehow he was used by the CIA, and they gave him a cover story by saying he was in Colombia for 2 years.
Well, not only his grandfather, but his mother worked for the CIA in Indonesia. But what's interesting to me is I have an article from Occidental, and it says he did not graduate from there. So do you realize that he went to Harvard Law without even an associate's degree?
Well, see, here's the thing. He went, supposedly, I'm going to tell you supposedly, he went to Occidental for 2 years and didn't graduate. He just went for freshman and sophomore year and then got accepted as an exchange student, he says, to Columbia University. So his degree would have been from Columbia to get into Harvard. It would not have been from Occidental. So that makes sense.
Right.
So it's not a big deal. That's not the issue. The issue is Occidental is not an Ivy League school. I spoke to people who at the time were involved with how you got into Columbia or any other Ivy League school as a transfer student, and they all told me no transfer student from a college of the quality of Occidental, which is just an average school, could ever get accepted by Columbia in midstream. They would not let you in unless you came. You were number one in your class at Yale or Princeton or Harvard. That's the only exchange student they would ever accept. So Obama's entire story is just a bunch of hot air.
Exactly. Now, you're exactly right. The CIA rigged all his documents, and most of them were probably done in 2008, from what I'm able to find out.
So what did you find out about his Social Security number? That's always been a big issue.
In 2009, somebody called me and said, I'd like you to do a background on him. And I said, it's ridiculous. He's already president. There's not going to be anything to find. And I said, but I'll try, just to humor my friend. And I have proprietary databases because I'm licensed in the state of Ohio and have been for 30 years now. And I went on there and started putting in his name and just his name in Illinois, and up pops the Social Security number, which I immediately know has no relationship to Hawaii because it started with an 042. And I had worked long enough as an investigator to know that the numbers start low on the East Coast and get higher as you go west. Hawaii's first three numbers are 575 and 576, which is what his half-sister has. So I knew it was a phony right then. And then it also said that it was issued in Connecticut between 77 and 79. Well, I was able to pin down the date that it was issued to March 28th, 1977, and at that time, Obama was 15 years old and at Punahou.
Yeah.
It was a phony number. And it had been issued to somebody who was born in 1890. Well, then I just ran the Social Security number, and addresses and a phone number came up. And I ran the phone number, and I got about 10 pages of assorted addresses, all repeats mostly. But every so often it said date of birth 1890.
Obama's really old, isn't he?
Yes.
That's an ancient man for president.
Yes, he's old.
He looked good for his age. He looked good for 150.
Yeah. Well, then what I did is I sent a record request to the Social Security Administration, because when people die, their information is no longer private. So I sent a record request for the original application for that number. And I got a letter back saying, you can't have it, it's still in use. Or it is in use, I should say.
Scary. Very scary what's happened in our country, that nobody did any digging and no one cared, right? I mean, that's the thing.
Oh, they all knew.
Well, you're saying the people in power knew, the people in the Democratic Party knew, but the people of America didn't want to know or didn't care. They just loved that a black man with a nice smile, he was running for president. We could erase all the guilt of black slavery, and we could just elect a black man. And he did a terrible job, and nobody cared that he beat Romney. I thought that was a rigged election. I don't think he really beat Romney. I really do believe Romney won. So that was when Democrats started rigging elections, and people just went along with all this, Susan. It's amazing.
Yep. Yeah, and what I'm afraid of is that they've so corrupted it, I'm not sure a Republican can win again.
I agree. Well, listen, even with the rigged elections, they didn't need this, but just as like an insurance policy, they opened the borders, and now they've let millions in who are all going to be future Democrat voters. So between the rigging and that, and the dumb people in the electorate, so many people who don't know anything, and them wanting to lower the age of voting to 16, I mean, this is the most incredible thing ever. You know, a 16-year-old is worried about acne, and you're going to ask them to decide who the president of the United States is. They've never earned a dime in their life in the real world. Bad enough people voted 18. Nixon's such an idiot, he lowered it from 21 to 18. That was the first big mistake that ruined the Republican Party. How dumb could you be? Amazing. Susan, we're going to an ad break. Can you wait through the break and come back on the other side? I want to ask you a few more questions. Good. She's the author of The Rubbish Hauler's Wife versus Barack Obama. Susan Daniels is her name. She's got a lot of powerful information about what a fake and a fraud Barack Obama was. The guy was never at Columbia University. Come on. Give me a break. I can't testify he wasn't there. I can only testify my gut says he was never there because I never saw him. No one I know ever saw him. All my liberal friends admit they never saw him. It's just a ridiculous story. The guy is just a fraud from day one. Barack Obama, Manchurian candidate. We're back with Susan Daniels, more about Obama. When we get back, Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you reach me. If you have a question for Susan, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'll look right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores.
50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products, 80% off. But you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription. Plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Roy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wait on the roots. The roots on fire. So's the Trump. You know, in every recent poll, Trump's up by 30, 40, 50 points. I saw today, I think it's West Virginia's up by 60. You know, it's time for DeSantis to pack it in. This is not going anywhere. DeSantis reminds me of Kamala Harris, right? She ran for president and she dropped out before the first primary. They should all drop out, every one of them, before the first primary and show their loyalty, show they care about America, show they're true Republicans. Drop out and all of you support President Donald J. Trump. There is no other choice. This actual segment of the show is sponsored by Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn and their event called the Reawaken America Tour. We're having a big event in Vegas in August 25th and 26th. They're constructing a new air-conditioned amphitheater at Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas just for this event. So it'll be a big, like, I guess in my mind it's like a big tent, like Billy Graham revivals used to have, and an air-conditioned tent. So it'll be nice and cold, and all the speakers will speak in this air-conditioned tent, and you will all sit, thousands of you, in this gigantic air-conditioned tent, so big it's called an amphitheater. Use the promo code WAR to get the best price on tickets. I'll be speaking both nights on the main stage in prime time. You get a chance to win a backstage pass when you use the promo code WAR, and you also get the ability to name your price. You can name the price you can afford for tickets when you use the promo code WAR at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. The lineup includes Wayne Root both nights, Roseanne Barr, General Michael Flynn, Alex Jones, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Michael Lindell. It's an incredible star-studded event. TimeToFreeAmerica.com, and then you use the promo code WAR to get a chance to win backstage passes and the best price you could possibly get by naming your price on tickets. All right, Susan Daniels back with us, the author of The Rubbish Hauler's Wife versus Barack Obama. My friend Gary
friend and fan listening to the show. He just sent in this question. Ask Susan about the time Obama failed E-Verify. Do you know about that, Susan?
Yeah, I didn't run it, but I know the woman that did. And he did. His number did fail E-Verify.
Amazing.
She lives up in Washington or Oregon, and she did it years ago. And, yeah, the guy is absolutely right.
Unbelievable. It's like he was an illegal alien and he's running the United States. Just unbelievable.
Well, in my book, I have a theory about where he was actually born. And it wasn't
where do you think?
I think it was Vancouver, British Columbia.
Why?
Because I found a letter in his father's immigration file that talked about how Ann Dunham was making arrangements with the Salvation Army to give him up for adoption, give the baby up for adoption. And I started looking around. Nobody saw her pregnant in Hawaii. So I figured she had run off to Seattle where she was raised. And then I started looking for Salvation Army homes, and in as close as I could find to Seattle, and there was one called Maywood in Vancouver. There were none in Seattle, but there was one in Maywood. And I tracked down an employee that had been there working there 5 years after he was born, but she gave me all the hot scoops on it. She said the girls would come for like 4 months before the baby was due. They'd allow him to stay for 2 weeks afterwards while they tried to teach him how to take care of the babies. Well, sure enough, Ann Dunham shows up at her friend's house, Susan Blake's house on Mercer Island, with a two-week-old baby. And she sure didn't come from Hawaii, and there was no reason to come from Hawaii with that new of a baby. And she sure didn't fly from Kenya with it.
All right. Either way, he would not be qualified to be president of the United States, but it's too late. No one's going to undo everything he did. They're all wussies, Susan. Nobody's willing to stand up and say, if you were president for 8 years and you had no right to be president, it was literally unconstitutional for you to be president, then everything you ever did as president gets erased.
Absolutely.
No one's going to do it. But no one's going to do it.
I'll do it. You'll do it.
Yeah, that has a big effect. Let me ask you something.
Can I add one thing?
Sure,
the only place that people can find my book is on Amazon.com.
Yes. Right. Well, every book's on Amazon.com nowadays, sadly. It's a woke company, but it's the only place to buy books. They sell 90% of all books. What properties did Obama claim to own in Hawaii?
Oh, that new estate that he is supposed to have bought, but he did not. His pal, why can't I think of his name right now? The one who is so friendly with the Obamas, one of the girls looks like him, one looks like his wife, Dr. Anita Blanchard. Marty, what the heck was his last name?
I don't know the name, but you're saying that guy bought it, not Obama?
He bought in my book, I document it. He bought it in 2015, and he said Obama has nothing to do with this deal. He bought it, and I went back and checked right before I had this book published, and it was still in the name of the company that it was purchased in 2015. Obama does not own that property.
Listen, nothing involved with Obama is anything but fraud. The guy has been the maturing candidate and a total fraud for the first day, and he pulled one over on the American people, obviously. And sadly, it could be the end of America. He's probably the president right now. Susan Daniels, author of The Rubbish Hauler's Wife versus Barack Obama. Check it out at Amazon. Thank you for coming on the show, Susan.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, Wayne Allyroot. Up next, Lindell Hour on Lindell TV. Just go to frankspeech.com, click on Lindell TV 2, and I'll be on TV in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.